What about the Indian Ocean Highway to the north of the city? That is a stretch of road that was relatively recently upgraded, but particularly the stretch between Ledge Point and Lancelin is, according to my next guest, in need of urgent upgrades. It's Shane Love. He's the MLA for More. Shane, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, thanks for your time today. Hey, we know that this is an area that, unfortunately, over the past two long weekends has seen pretty serious accidents indeed and loss of life. You're actually travelling that bit of road today, am I right?
Yes, I'm on the Indian Ocean Drive at the moment, pulled over, talking to you.
So what's the stretch of road like for people who haven't driven it recently?
Well, actually, the section south of Lancelin was originally just the Lancelin Access Road and Ledge Point Access Road. 2010, the road opened up through to Cervantes and right up to Dongara, and a lot more traffic suddenly appeared on the road. But the sections south of Lancelin have never really been upgraded to the extent to carry that level of traffic, in my view. And what that means is that you've got limited passing opportunities, you've got lots of narrow sections of winding road, lots of double white lines. And as your previous correspondent was saying, yeah, people get impatient and they're ignoring the double white lines. But my concern is that there isn't enough passing opportunities, and that's leading to some of that impatience. But I think also we do need to make steps to try to make that quite clear that you're not to cross those double white lines under any circumstances.
Yeah. So Shane, the way that you used to head north, you'd go inland up the Brand Highway, but now that the Indian Ocean Drive is going through, is the problem that has encouraged much, much higher traffic volumes on that stretch of road?
It has on that particular stretch because it's now carrying cars further to the north, up from Wedge Island up to Durian Bay, to Lehman, you know, right up to the end where it joins back under the Brand Highway again.
Yeah.
So the traffic numbers have increased, and especially on the long weekend. And actually, we were planning to go back up to Durian Bay via Indian Ocean Drive on the Monday, but because of the accident, we went up Brand Highway instead. And,
right.
And you could see the traffic pouring across Gingin Brook Road and Orange Springs Road onto the Brand Highway. But once you got north of there, there was very little traffic comparatively. So on the weekends, there's a lot of holiday traffic on the road, and it just needs people to be a little bit more patient. But we do need to ensure that the road conditions themselves are up to scratch, and I don't think they are at the moment.
Shane, short of professional drivers, you probably do as many Ks on that stretch as anyone, given that you're often travelling between your electorate and between Perth. I mean, it must make you just scratch your head, some of the things you see on the roads.
Yeah, not just on that stretch of road, but generally speaking, people take unnecessary risks, and people are ignoring the double white lines, which is a real concern. And because the road has got such traffic numbers on it now, I think main roads have tended to put more double white lines down than they used to be. And that lack of passing opportunity does lead to people becoming impatient. I'm not excusing it, but I think we need to attack this from two angles, to actually make people more aware that they're not to cross double white lines, but to give more opportunity for people to pass as well.
Yeah. I mean, I presume you'll bring this up in due course with the Transport Minister, with the government, to try and get some action?
Yes, and the Minister for Road Safety as well. So
sure.
I think both of those have got responsibility for these types of situations.
Yeah, and I think the Labor government's talked about using royalties for regions money to fix dangerous regional roads. It would seem that this could be a candidate for that.
They're certainly not spending royalties for regions money on the things that had already been agreed to spend it on. So I'll be interested to see what they do spend it on. But if they want to do a fix up on roads in my electorate, I won't be opposed to that.
Shane Love, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right, Shane Love, member for More.